This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
February 12, 2024, you got a couple of days left till Valentine's Day, and if you're going to order flowers, I'd get going on it, because I tried to order them one Valentine's Day, because I forgot, and actually offered a florist like $400 to deliver some flowers across the river, and they refused to do it. They said they couldn't do it. And I look back and think, I'm glad that didn't happen, because that would have been a big waste of $400. Here we go. 80% chance for showers today, maybe 90% today and tomorrow. The rain this evening, I think, is what they're talking about. And then maybe heavy after that and then linger into tomorrow. Highs today of 80, highs tomorrow of 67. Friday's going to be nice, a little respite from this summer-like weather we've been having. Highs of 64 on Friday. Then another front comes through, rainy Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday it clears out and cools off, highs of 55 on Monday, and then back to 56 on Thursday after a little bit of warming. So we'll be a little more seasonal than we have been. Arthur Sturbco joins us now, local real estate analyst. Check in with him as we normally do to talk about real estate. How you doing, Arthur?
Doing terrific, Tommy. Good morning.
Tell me what the state of the market is in real estate.
Well, it's actually picked up a little bit, I'm glad to say. Seems to be a lot more interest from buyers, at least into the market and looking at properties. Part of that, I think, is we've got the winter doldrums behind us for the most part. And the nice surprise is, in such a short burst, has been the results of the Super Bowl, believe it or not. A lot of activity on websites, looking at houses in the greater New Orleans area. And the only thing I can attribute that to is the Super Bowl. A lot of attention on housing from people from out of state. A lot of website traffic from out of state.
So people come here for the Super Bowl and think that they'd like to live here and then buy a second home or a primary home? Or what are you saying, Arthur?
Well, we'll have to see the results this time. That did happen many years ago. We saw a surge in the summer. We had about a 15-18% increase in out-of-state people looking to buy. What they did first was they came and they rented, and it was a younger demographic that came in. It's pretty much the same thing that we see every year. Tell me how big the festivals are, and I can pretty much tell you what kind of a year we're going to have. It does tend to follow that. So Jazz Fest has always been a good barometer of young people moving into the New Orleans area. If the weather's great and we don't have rain the whole time, we seem to get a lot of traffic from people who want to come down here, visit, stay, meet each other, marry. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And I anticipate we may see that same phenomenon happen with the Super Bowl.
Well, it can be a wonderful thing, Arthur, until you serve with those divorce papers. Then all of a sudden you realize you're breaking up a partnership and a business, and it can get ugly quickly. But I understand what you're saying. And going into Valentine's Day, let's just stick with that thought. You know what I was wondering about? I don't know if this really is in your wheelhouse or not, but Airbnbs, is it related to the Super Bowl? Because I understood that hotels were at full occupancy. And then as I drove around the West Bank, I was looking at this motel or that motel, Comfort Inn, what have you, and I was wondering, well, this thing in Westwego, is that filled up? This thing in Harvey off of the Manhattan, is that one packed with the Super Bowl? And then I thought about the role of Airbnbs, where they would be a lot closer than would a hotel in Harvey, et cetera. What do you know about that, or is that anything you deal with at all?
Oh, yeah. If you had an Airbnb during the Super Bowl, you were printing money that week. Mm. I mean, there's no question about it. There was an intense demand. I had four calls from out-of-state brokers that they were attending the Super Bowl. One of them was from Kansas City, and he says, I'll pay anything. I can't find anything in the French Quarter. You know, my wife and my family, can you get us six rooms? Do you know where we can find six rooms? And I went, six rooms? I know somebody in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just crazy. I said, look, I really don't have a really great answer for you. I'm not sure how I'd be able to find that for you, to be blunt. So I referred him to just some online websites and just call these places directly and see if there's any cancellations. I really don't have any answer for you. So one guy wound up staying with some friends he knew from college down here, and he called him up. He said, hey, come stay with us. And he said, okay. So anyway, I'm sure they found ways to make it happen, but I'm quite sure if you're a B&B, you were filled that weekend.
I'd like to hear from the audience here at 504-260-1870. If you do own an Airbnb, what was your business like during the Super Bowl? And I will also add, Arthur, that if anybody ever tells you again, I will pay anything, please refer me to them, or refer them to me, and keep these words in mind. We'll build to suit, okay? That's a real estate reference as well, right?
After I get finished with him, yes,
okay.
I will.
Hey, let me ask you this. Seriously, when it comes to commercial real estate, what does that mean, we'll build to suit? Because I've always wondered about that. Does that mean if you buy the property, they'll build it out, or what does that mean?
No, it means that the owner of the land is willing to build whatever you need and then lease it back to you. That's basically what it means. That way the buyer, or in this case, the tenant, doesn't have to go looking for a loan to go build his building. If somebody wants to build a warehouse or anything, some usually it's a single user that's looking for something like that.
So I own a piece of land, and the sign says, I want a warehouse, and I see a piece of land, and the sign says, we'll build to suit. That means the owner will build a warehouse for me and then lease it to me? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Really?
And the benefit to the tenant is he doesn't have to use his capital on improvements. He can use it to go buy inventory, to go buy the materials he needs to resell to other people. So it's a way for him to conserve his cash and use it and make it liquid rather than put it into an illiquid building. While the building may improve and the land value may improve, he may not have enough money to fund cash flows, to hire personnel, to do other things, marketing. He'd rather use that money to go and create more business for himself rather than just own the real estate and let the real estate itself work value for him.
But that would have
so
to be
it's win
based on a long-term lease, right? Because otherwise the owner of the land would wind up with a land with a warehouse that maybe somebody who else wants the land doesn't want a warehouse there, right?
Right. And the benefit to the landlord is he has to go now go borrow the money, but he's going to borrow the money conditioned upon the quality of the lease. So the lender is going to say, hey, Mr. Landowner, how are you going to pay for this building? He said, well, look, I've got this lease that's willing to pay me X dollars for the next 20 years at X percent, and it's going to go up every year, and here's his credit rating. So I want to see the value of your tenant, or I want to see the value of you, Mr. Landlord. Do you have other resources which will secure that loan? So the lender may look at either or both of those two conditions to make the loan to the landlord.
So I would think that better be a pretty strong business plan that the prospective tenant has, because that's securing the loan, right?
In today's world, 100%. Yeah, of course. Because again, that lender is going to want to see some insurance on that building, he's going to want to make sure that that tenant is very creditworthy.
Yeah, he'll want his money back, I'll tell you that. Arthur Sterbko is our guest, local real estate analyst. If you have any questions, 504-260-1870. Somebody texted in. You can address this, Arthur, when we come back. Wife and I are buying in Central City, surrounded by short-term rentals. Will these new rules prevent more being built? It's right around Brown's Dairy. I don't even know what the rules are on short-term rentals in the city and if they're being enforced or not. 622, traffic now, WW.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You well. Catchy little tune there from California Psychic. 628, Arthur Sterbko is our guest. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. Arthur's a local real estate analyst. Arthur, somebody texted in and wanted to know about wife and I buying in Central City surrounded by short-term rentals. Will these new rules prevent more being built? It's right around Brown's Dairy. I haven't spoken about the rules on short-term rentals in a while, but are they being enforced? Do you know? What's the situation in the city?
You know, you can ask me almost any real estate question, and I will either know the answer or find a source for it. And the only thing I can tell you about short-term rentals is you have to consult the city's website. Mm. It is such a complex series of rules, regulations that change. So I really don't have an answer for the young man, young lady. I would suggest that, I hate to tell them, but if they have that serious a concern, they need to consult a local real estate attorney and ask him to review the rules for his specific area, because they do change depending on where his property is, even in Central City. So that's a real hard question to answer online for anybody. They really need some detailed homework.
At that, Arthur, when you look at enforcement in the city, and you know, I don't mean to drag the school board thing into it, but who's on first? What's on second? It's a crapshoot. Who knows? Tell me what the hottest areas are in the hottest zip codes in the area are right now.
Well, everything above Covington is doing very well. The Abita Springs area, Covington, that new bridge going over the Boga Falaya, is bottling up traffic like crazy until they get that thing finished. But when that thing opens up, I believe there's going to be a floodgate of activity above that area, such that I really haven't seen in a long, long time. And part of it is certainly insurance, but a lot of it just has to do with density. It just people looking for more space, schools that are performing well, low crime areas, jobs are moving that way. So it's nice to see a lot of new apartments being built to accommodate some younger folks. So that part of the area is doing well. The rest of the area is doing okay. The luxury market is very solid, still very, very solid, has been through this whole insurance issue. We're seeing some lot sales that are kind of mind-scratching. One lot is up for sale in Chifuncta Club Estates for $625,000. That's the lot.
A lot. I couldn't even afford a little. Thank you, Arthur. Appreciate it. Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst. We come back, we'll talk to an economist at Wake Forest University who for years has been saying the penny needs to go. What do you think? Does the penny need to go or not? 504-260-1870. Time now, WWL First News.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.